This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Today in Haiti, a 7-member Council of Sages is expected to name a new prime minister, replacing the one chosen by deposed President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. The new prime minister will form a transitional government that will rule until new elections can be held. As violence and political unrest continues across Haiti, aid organizations are having problems delivering food and medicine. With many areas outside the capital, Port-au-Prince, lacking police protection, much of the population is terrified. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Haiti's southern peninsula.
In the tiny town of Grand Guave, an hour and a half from Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, local doctors have abandoned their clinic. Only Raisel Chavez remains, a surgeon from Cuba on a 2-year tour here. He says his Haitian counterparts fled the political violence. Food, water, and everything else we need to survive, we have to leave the compound to find, he says. And if there are protests and people with guns, your life is in danger and no one goes out. Chavez has no one to work with and no one to treat. He says patients are also staying home out of fear. In the nearby town of Petit Guave, the regional hospital has just reopened, despite the gruesome killing last week of a longtime Aristide supporter who was stoned and burned. Dozens of such reprisal killings have been reported around Haiti. That's up the political tension and grounded humanitarian aid groups in the capital. Despite the danger, workers from the French group Doctors of the World are touring this hospital. Suddenly, a young pregnant woman is carried in. She's been shot in the hip. I went out to buy some more hair extensions, she said, and when I was crossing the road, I saw some guys with guns, and they started to shoot. The woman's injuries were not life-threatening. Doctors of the World physician Philippe Jarus says he's seeing the same types of injuries around Haiti.
Naturellement, bon, il faut qu'on évalue leurs besoins.
Naturally, he says, you have to come out and assess the needs before you start delivering aid. Sounds simple, but Haitian doctors often complain that foreign donors don't ask them what they need before trying to help. At Port-au-Prince's main public hospital, director of surgery Victor Desmond digs through several boxes of unidentified supplies sent by aid organizations. We receive these materials without knowing how to use them, he says, and without manuals on how to use them. This, for example, he says, holding up a plastic tube with valves wrapped in plastic, we have no idea what it's used for. Last week, a self-styled philanthropist named Dr. K.A. Paul flew into Haiti with his private 747 packed with supplies. He drove them to the front of the presidential palace, where a huge crowd of people was watching U.S. Marines guarding the building. Dr. Paul's aide sparked a small riot. Form a single line, the doctor beseeched, his arms outspread in prayer, as Haitians began fighting over his strange cargo of goods. Men punched women to get to the microwave pizzas. Children were trampled in a rush for potatoes and tubes of lubricating jelly. Many Haitians on the scene called this a humiliating publicity stunt. When one man complained to one of Dr. Paul's handlers, Reggie Barnes, Barnes dismissed him, waving at the pile of trampled goods now littering the street.
Here is not a good place for the distribution food.
I didn't make the call.
Ammunition, okay?
Tell the president to bring a broom.
Dr. Paul's caravan left as quickly as it had arrived. And that's another problem with aid, says David Adams, director of USAID in Haiti. He says to reinvigorate Haiti's shattered economy, international donors must stay long enough to build self-sustaining programs and strong institutions.
I think that in some respects we checked out too early in the 90s. But I have to stress, it's Haitians that have to get it right. Yes, the international community can help, but it's Haitians that have to take the lead.
A United Nations team arrives in Haiti today to begin planning how to assist in Haiti's recovery. Jerry Haddon, NPR News.